Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, declared the COVID-19 emergency is over and that he won't be implementing another statewide mask mandate in response to the spread of the Omicron variant, explaining that if people aren't vaccinated at this point, it's their own darn fault if they get sick. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Saturday he's taking a play out of Texas' heartbeat law, pushing back against abortions to save lives, and incorporating the wording to put gun control into California lawmakers' hands. Michael Schwartz with the San Diego County Gun Owners Association on KFMB San Diego.
This feels very vindictive against people who are just trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
The Democrat governor said he directed his staff to work with legislature and the state's attorney general to write a bill that would allow private citizens to sue up to $10,000 anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit in California. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Americans might like the idea of electric cars, but the purchase price is still too high for many people. Lucid Motors CEO Peter Rawlingson says their goal is to produce a $25,000 electric car and thinks that could be a reality 3 to 4 years from now. Inflation continues to get worse in America.
The inflation crisis in America continues to worsen. Consumer prices have jumped 6.8% over the past year. That's according to a new report released Friday. This is the highest inflation rate the country has seen in nearly 40 years. President Joe Biden says his Build Back Better plan will decrease inflation, but many Republicans disagree. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso joined Sunday Morning Futures to discuss why.
This will break the back of the American people with taxes, with spending, with all of the mandates that people will end up paying more for just about everything. It will make inflation worse.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And finally, some good news of Americans doing good for Gold Star families of fallen service members and first responders that paid the ultimate price. Tunnel to Towers CEO Frank Siller on Fox News Monday morning has announced they're building a new community called Let Us Do Good Village.
Well, first, I want to say our prayers go out to all the families that were hit with these devastated tornadoes. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, we will be doing something. We broke ground on the first Let Us Do Good Village. St. Francis said, brothers and sisters, while we are here, while we have time, let us do good. So that's a perfect name for this village. We're going to build over 100 homes for our country's most catastrophically injured service members. Gold Star families and fallen first responder families who died in line of duty that leave young kids behind. It's going to be a magnificent place to bring your kids up. Just think about it. These kids are going to be around other children that have faced the same tragedy in their lives. We have a community center that is going to have an indoor basketball court, full size, regulation. We're going to have tennis courts, pickleball courts, movie theater, conference rooms, more like a party room, so kids can have their parties in there, and a real place to attract the families to come together and to be together. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some great love stories out of there. You think about it, right? These kids growing up with a similar type of background, they lost their mom or dad, you know, died for our country or our community, and they're going to lean on each other, and so will the parents.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Never stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. It's all right there, along with the plethora of interviews with these great guests that we have on that are here to share, you know, all that they know about, whatever the topic is. No 8-second sound bites, and we want to get into the depth of it so that this way you have a better understanding and knowledge of these topics that we're dealing with culturally. You know, when you think back, you know, where all this racial hoax began, you go back to Trayvon Martin case, right, which Joel Gilbert has been on with us many times to talk about. And, you know, and you think maybe hope upon hope that the full exposure of the hoax and the race baiting after the Jussie Smollett case, that maybe it might come to an end. I think we might hope to, if it could only be that easy. But the fact of the matter is when you follow the money, you realize that these racial hoaxes generate money to people who have a particular interest, a greed interest, or, you know, in the case of Jussie Smollett, an interest to enlarge his self-acclaimed celebrity. But at the end of the day, it comes down to a hoax is a hoax is a hoax. He is a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment. He was the one that brought us the film, The Trayvon Martin Hoax, and he's here to talk about Jussie Smollett and also the Kim Potter trial. Joel, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, great show. Great to be back. Thank you.
Well, here it is. I mean, you broke down the Trayvon Martin hoax that here it is. You know, you go back all those years ago. Little did we know what it was going to ignite. And we're still dealing with this hoax that even to this day, you know, some talking heads will refer to the Trayvon Martin situation that happened in Florida as fact. They've rewritten history, or they think, you know, they're going to play on our emotions and try to give us some, some new perception, which is not anywhere close to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Right. Well, as a reminder, Black Lives Matter actually started as a result of, they said, because of the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin case. Now, Trayvon Martin case, of course, is where Ben Crump, who was a slumlord, owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal tax liens, and his partner, Daryl Parker, who owed hundreds of thousands in federal tax liens, partnered up with Al Sharpton and also the Obama Justice Department to create a race hoax out of the Zimmerman, case. And out of that emerged Black Lives Matter and this entire narrative of anti-racism that not only are people asking for money like Ben Crump, just give me millions of dollars, but in fact, also there's people that want power from this. So it's money and power. The Democrat Party in 2012 black vote was not in the tank for Obama in 2012 in the presidential race. So they were looking for this type of incident to exploit black voters and motivate them to come out and vote for Obama, even though everything had gotten worse for them and nothing had improved under Obama. So I exposed the Trayvon Martin hoax that they used a fake witness, Rachel Gentile, the 250-pound girl who was mentally challenged, a year older than Trayvon. They had her pretend to be Trayvon's girlfriend. In the Trayvon hoax, I found the real girlfriend, the real girl that was on the phone with him, and this film took off pretty well. When Zimmerman sued Crump and the Martin family, it got a lot more publicity. But as you say, to this day, people still refer to the Zimmerman acquittal as somehow justifying all of this nonsense when, in fact, it was a hoax to begin with. Of course, I follow the Jesse Smollett case, which we all knew was pretty much ridiculous from the beginning. It turns out Jesse Smollett's a good actor, but a terrible writer. You know, the acting was just fine, but the script was just not realistic. Mm-hmm. But the interest, those in power who wanted to exploit that for power, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, and the like, they backed him up at first. And when, of course, it unraveled pretty quickly, they still, you know, don't want to talk about it. Luckily enough, the cops weren't buying it, and they didn't like being made fools of. So this is, we saw this whole thing unravel. And as you say, we're probably going to continue to see these race hoaxes. In fact, every major news incident, there's been about eight of them in the past six, 7 years. Every one of these incidences where some noose was found somewhere turned out to be a hoax. And people are onto it now, but those that want to exploit race for political means and power and money still exist.
Well, because, I mean, even bank robbers, they figure, look, if they can get a bank that's about $3,000, and they're all finding different ways, you know, with, cyber invasion and, the stuff that they're doing right now over the Internet, because $3,000 is chump money, but that still doesn't stop people from doing it. And even these race hoax, they may not hit a seven-figure jackpot, but hey, look at, even if they hit five or six, it's kind of worth their while. And it amazes me, going back to Benjamin Crump, why he isn't disbarred and why he hasn't been indicted for perpetrating this big lie that has caused the deaths of so many people. Because as you stated, even in the movie, that the anger that was raised because of this hoax. I mean, there were people that were flat out killed, and what the perpetrator would say to the victim is, this is in the name of Trayvon Martin.
That's right. That happened. Well, look, they just opened a Florida law school, just opened a Ben Crump School of Social Justice. So this thing just takes on a life of its own. Don't forget the justice system has been totally corrupted from this. Mm-hmm. It used to be, in Zimmerman's case, at least they investigated the crime for 3 weeks. They exonerated Zimmerman. They said, no crime, self-defense, see you later, it's over. Of course, Crump came forward with his fake witness to get Zimmerman arrested. But what's happened in the last few years is simply a rush to judgment. DAs will charge somebody with murder within 24, 48 hours. Really out of fear of the lynch mob, because Ben Crump, Al Sharpton's BLM lynch mob is forming outside their police headquarters or outside the mayor's office. So they just charge everyone with murder.
Right.
And then, you know, a year or so later, this goes to court. And like we saw in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, the prosecution is stuck trying to prove things that never happened. And, of course, he got acquitted. You've got other cases like the Derek Chauvin case where it really was just an accident. He didn't intentionally kill him. He was in the line of duty, was holding this guy down. He probably sat on him for too long, but he was being accosted by this crowd of maniacs screaming at him. And, they charged him with all kind of murder and federal charges. Everybody, any police officer within, 20 yards was charged with murder. They're still going to court for that. Mm-hmm. And now we're seeing this ridiculous case of Kim Potter in Minneapolis, of all places, where clearly it was on video, it was an accident. This guy was fleeing an arrest. He got into his car. Someone could have been hurt or injured if he took off or had a gun in the car when he's fleeing. She accidentally shot him with a gun instead of a taser.
Gun instead of taser, right.
And she's charged with murder.
And she even clearly stated that she was going to tase him. I mean, you know, and she was letting her partner know that, you know, she had what she thought was a taser in her hand, not the gun. And
just an accident. You know?
Yes.
This is how we rush to judgment. You're charged manslaughter. You go to jail for life. I compare it to a surgeon. We have surgeons in this country. Occasionally, some of them make a mistake. Sometimes it can be fatal. That's why we have insurance policies and payouts.
Exactly.
Or the surgeon could get fired if he was grossly negligent. But we don't put surgeons in jail because there'd be no more surgeons.
Got to pick it up from there. More from Joel after this.
You could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're talking with Joel Gilbert, a Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, whose film, The Trayvon Hoax, just has really brought a lot of consternation to those on the left that want to buy into this victim narrative, and anybody else who is not interested in due process. I mean, the thing is so scary right now is that, like Joel was saying earlier, our Justice Department is under a lot of pressure and being compromised in so many ways. I mean, to such a degree that you've got judges that don't want to pick up cases. You got people probably that don't even want to be on juries, especially after what we saw again happen with the Rittenhouse case, where you even had, a media type following the bus that was carrying the jury. I mean, it was all about intimidation. And you've got the recent words of the president of Black Lives Matter in New York, who says, look, if these things don't happen our way, we're going to burn it down. I mean, that's quite threatening. I mean, to me, you know, talk about treason and insurrection, but then he, you know, kind of soft-pedaled it back. But how do you soft-pedal those kind of aggressive statements, Joel?
Yeah, well, look, in the Arbery case with Travis McMichael, the McMichaels in Brunswick, Georgia, Ben Crump was down there with Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. They were actually in the courtroom, and then they had 500 pastors supposedly had a big protest outside the court. So if you're on the jury, you're thinking, I got two choices. I can be a dead man walking, or I can vote guilty. Not guilty is simply not an option if there's a lynch mob outside. It's just not worth it. It's like, why do I have to ruin my life because this kid tried to take the gun off of that guy and he ended up getting shot? Why should my life be over? That's what they're thinking. Mm. So this is how, you know, Crump has gone around intimidating juries and having a lynch mob outside, threatening juries, media following them. It's absolutely un-American. And there is some pushback occasionally. For instance, George Zimmerman has a lawsuit against Ben Crump, Trayvon's parents, Rachel Gentile, the fake witness, and the real girlfriend, Brittany Diamond Eugene, on January 3rd in Tallahassee. It got moved to another county, and it's a motion to dismiss. Now, if he gets over that, he can start deposing these people and further exposing this whole hoax that started this entire Black Lives Matter movement and the entire anti-racism agenda of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is now kind of like this cult that worships these false narratives of anti-racism, of course, climate change, and COVIDism, I call it. So they got this holy trinity, and if you don't agree completely with their version of these issues, then you are, you know, you can get canceled. So people are very afraid to stand up against this stuff.
How do they try to hold some sort of credibility after the Jussie Smollett, boondoggle?
Well, Jussie Smollett was, like I said, he's a good actor. He's a terrible writer. And people don't remember that actually there was an anti-lynching bill in the Senate that was sponsored by Cory Booker pending in the Senate at that same time. And who jumped to Smollett's defense immediately was Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, and who tried to get him out of it? The highest levels of the Democrat Party, Tina Kenchin, who was Michelle Obama's chief of staff, called Kim Fox, the DA in Chicago, and got him off with a $10,000 fine. So it's hard for me to believe that the Democrat Party wasn't kind of aware of this hoax. They're certainly in on it in trying to get him out of the situation, but fortunately the cops didn't like being made fools of, so it proceeded to this trial. I don't know that, you know, if the media doesn't cover it, it never happened. So they're just going to kind of move on like it never happened. Don't forget that terrible murder of five people at the parade in Wisconsin. This guy, Daryl Brooks, big BLM supporter, mowed down five people. Who even knows about this? It was the day after the media, which is 95% left-wing media, just kind of moved on and doesn't even cover it. But they still talk about the Charlottesville hoax where some guy ran over a person and claimed that Trump had supported it.
Which is the furthest thing from the truth. But this is the deal. It's one lie after another, and they're unending and relentless. I mean, and that's the thing, like, with the possibility that Trump may run in 2024, they're freaking out. I mean, they're doing everything they can and spending a lot of political capital and any other resources to try to knock Trump out. But, you know, all this stuff, this accumulation of lies from the mainstream media. I mean, how some of these talking heads, you know, from the left maintain any kind of credibility. It's like, I don't want to see them anymore. I mean, here they bought into this stuff, and I don't, you know, the ladies from The View, boy, they just all were all in for this stuff and, you know, backing Jussie Smollett and all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, please, come on, give me a break.
Look, you're right. People have come a long way since, you know, 2012. I had a film called Dreams from My Real Father, where I made the case that Obama's real father was not the Kenyan Obama. It was, in fact, the guy that raised him in Hawaii named Frank Marshall Davis, who also radicalized him. He was a Communist Party member out of Chicago. And at first, people were like, well, if CNN hasn't covered this, could it really be true? And
yes.
In a year or two, by 2014, when Obama had shown his true colors, ramming Obamacare through, coming up with this radical agenda that no one voted for and throwing the voters under the bus, a couple years later, people were like, oh, well, of course CNN wouldn't touch this. And during the Trump years, he really shined a light on how corrupt the media was and still is today. So people have come a long way in terms of being skeptical of what they hear. And despite all the character assassination of Trump, I think he's still overwhelmingly probably the one that got 81 million votes and not Biden. And they do fear someone who can lead a populist movement. If
yes.
someone can say, there can be a leader of a populist movement to reject all this statism and globalism and socialist policies, that's their biggest fear. So a reemerging Donald Trump or a reemerging someone like him that could lead this movement does terrify them.
Well, what he does is he brings the even the Republicans and the party itself away from that indoctrination and that kind of safe space that the Democrats have made for them to allow them to kind of, you know, cross over when it's convenient for the Democrats to have them cross over. And that's where they get so smushy, is they abandon the conservative principles that got them elected. And Donald Trump was holding their feet to the fire and holding them accountable, and they didn't like it. So he was a disturbing force just on the face to the Democrats and the woke left, the progressive left, because he called it out like he saw it. And guess what? It was gaining traction. And all of a sudden you had a lot of mainstream America going, hey, this guy's speaking our language. He gets it. And why not? I mean, he's not beholden to the traditions of the Beltway. He's not he doesn't care about the cocktail parties. He doesn't care about all the inside ball of, you know, the whole bureaucracy. He's just there to serve the people. And how dare an outsider come in and think that it's about serving the people when we know that it's about, you know, it's about our futures. It's about our own existence and opportunities to get reelected.
Well, look, they did succeed to some great extent of keeping Trump in a box, preventing him from executing a lot of his policies. Trump's good at firing people, I guess, but he wasn't good at hiring people. He hired a number of these national security buyer, you know, advisors, McMasters, and all these guys that he brought in really didn't serve him well. So the Republican establishment, the deep state, Democrats, they sure put up a fight while he was in office, and they're still busy to this day with his January 6th committee and investigating him in the state of New York for nothing, trying to make to prevent him from reemerging onto the political scene.
Well, you know that he's such a force because, you know, again, think about all the energy and political capital that they're paying against this movement, aren't they?
They really are desperate to make sure he doesn't reemerge because they view him as an existential threat. And I believe that's why they made sure he did not win in those five Democrat counties where they controlled the vote.
Well, Joel, we got to have you back. We'll look forward to an update on what happens with Trayvon with George Zimmerman and that pending lawsuit against Benjamin Crump and the Martin family.
I'll update you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you with us. Joel Gilbert, Hollywood film director and president of Highway 61 Entertainment, that gave us the movie on the Trayvon Martin hoax. Thank you so much. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, declared the COVID-19 emergency is over and that he won't be implementing another statewide mask mandate in response to the spread of the Omicron variant, explaining that if people aren't vaccinated at this point, it's their own darn fault if they get sick. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Saturday he's taking a play out of Texas' heartbeat law, pushing back against abortions to save lives, and incorporating the wording to put to gun control into California lawmakers' hands. Michael Schwartz with the San Diego County Gun Owners Association on KFMB San Diego.
This feels very vindictive against people who are just trying to exercise their Second Amendment rights.
The Democrat governor said he directed his staff to work with legislature and the state's attorney general to write a bill that would allow private citizens to sue up to $10,000 anyone who manufactures, distributes, or sells an assault weapon or ghost gun kit in California. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to be talking with Dave Sterrett, his brand new book, Jesus Conversations, Effective Everyday Engagement. Dave is an apologetics professor at Southern Evangelical Seminary. He is a president of Disruptive Truth and has equipped multiple churches across the country in evangelism, bioethics, and apologetics. Dave, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Oh, well, we're still trying to get connected with him, so we'll pause for just a moment here, and I'll tell you a little bit about Jesus Conversations, Effective Everyday Engagement, which is his book. The reality is half of all professing Christians don't even know what the Great Commission is. Can you imagine? Half? I mean, how can you even say that you're a Christian if you're not even aware of your most basic of mandates that Jesus left us with? The last command given by Jesus was to go into all the world and make disciples, and yet only 10% of Christians ever talk to their friends or coworkers about the good news of salvation, but yet they will talk about very freely about, you know, the latest bakery experience that they had, or a dinner at a restaurant, maybe some athletic performance and that sort of thing, but, you know, I guess we just don't want to talk about Jesus. I mean, this is amazing in contrast where we are right now. So this is quite the indictment on people of faith. Dave, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate you having me on your show.
So this had to be shocking for you as an apologist, as someone whose passion is the Great Commission,
And you look up and you look at the numbers and you go, wait a minute, you know, I'm a very small parade here when there should be a large number of people following Jesus' command for the Great Commission.
Bill, you're exactly right. I mean, I think we live in a culture in which, as you mentioned earlier, people are willing to talk about anything that they're passionate about. I mean, whatever it is. I mean, my full-time job is in medical sales. I work in cancer, and we have a treatment that helps a particular subset of lung cancer patients, and we want to get the news out that this can help patients. But when it comes to the gospel, we have something a lot worse than cancer, and that is our sin that separated us from God. And I just wanted to write this book to be an encouragement to Christians to go out to proclaim the good news. But also, I think, Bill, there's a lot of Christians who think, I don't know what to say, or that's just not my gift, or when I try to proclaim the good news, I just don't get the words right. So I wanted to help those believers who want to grow in this area. And so that's why I wrote Jesus Conversations.
Well, Dave, I got to tell you, when people ask me about that question, you know, say the same thing. I don't know what to say. I said, well, probably one of the most powerful testimonies in the New Testament was from the blind man. You know, read what he said.
Yeah.
You know, and what it was, I am. I was blind. I am now. I can see. I am. This is the change. And the difference was Jesus in between. He didn't know it. I mean, I don't know who he is. All I know is that I was blind. Now I see. Okay. That's pretty powerful. That's something that, you know, even the ruling class at that time was so confounded and frustrated over it because what could they say? You know, and so what can people say when you say, look at all I know, not everybody, it's not like you have to go to some sort of special theological, college of higher education or whatever. It's just what is the real life experience for you? What were you before you came to know Jesus? What happened? That's your story, and that's what people want to hear, and that's something I would think that even with the most minimal amount of practice, but it's just something that also that, you know, I want to encourage people to step out in faith because the fact of the matter is, Dave, we need to hear their stories. All of us need to hear their stories. You know, I tell this, it's been a while since I said this. I remember one time, and I got to tell you, this is being very open with you and embarrassing because I was attending this church in Southern California. I went to for a special event, and I heard rumor that there were going to be, you know, something like 36 testimonies, and my first reaction was, oh, 35 people, you know, talking about their lives. And what made it even more embarrassing was after when they came up and started offering their testimony, and what it was what they called what was it? Postcard evangelism, or it was not even the postcard. It was like a cardboard. You know, they'd get a piece of cardboard, and on one side it would say, "I was a drug addict."
Right.
And they didn't say anything. They just came up on stage, had the sign, "I was a drug addict," and they flipped it and said, "I am now free from addiction." And I mean, it was one deal after another. Well, you know, by about the third or fourth deal of 36, I was so embarrassed. And oh God, forgive me. You know what? And what a powerful testimony by these people that just said, "Here, I was, now I am," because of what Jesus did in their life. And they didn't go to some special school. They didn't have to have some sort of theological degree in order to do it. They just told their personal story. And, man, I'm telling you, it was engaging and very powerful. And I encourage people on that basis from what I, ashamedly experienced to see the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit working through people in ways that we can't even imagine.
Absolutely. I believe that I want to encourage believers just to get started with what they know, to share. And when I talk about this, I encourage believers to even practice telling their story in a way that is short and concise, to be prepared in a way, because sometimes we can go on and on and on about our, you know, bad in our life, but I also want to encourage believers to tell the most important story, and that is the gospel. But they can just start. I mean, you mentioned the blind man. I often think about the woman at the well. She just began by going back to her hometown and immediately telling people what Jesus told her and the questions he asked. And she asked, she didn't even have all the answers, but she started with what she knew. And so in this book, I want to encourage believers to develop. I also want to encourage believers who maybe for years all they've ever done is tell their story, and they haven't been equipped to engage with skeptics, with apologetics, with people who are considered the nuns. We see a rise of people who have left the faith who don't really affiliate with any religion. I wanted to encourage them, because if we only rely on our story, well, that's what the cults do. That's what the Mormons do. That's what other people. So the most important thing is that we can defend the true story of the gospel, and with that, we can incorporate our story. And I think you're right. We can just begin by explaining what Jesus did to us. And then I use this phrase, pray, go, and grow. Grow as you go. As we are explaining what Christ has done, we're going to engage people who don't believe the way we do. People are going to ask us tough questions. And then it's very important for us to get answers, to always be prepared to give an answer for the hope we have, but do this with gentleness and respect.
Exactly. Well, and Jesus said that when we go out and we're asked these questions, that the Holy Spirit is here to lead us and to give us an answer. So don't worry. You don't have to be all prepared. You have to be all read up. Just trust that the Holy Spirit will be there. And often, Dave, I find myself in those situations and I'm just saying, Holy Spirit, come. You know, what am I supposed to, what's your answer? And, you know, and that's a humbling position to come into. And even if you have to, if you get to that point where you don't sense an answer for whatever reason, because you don't know, you don't know why the Holy Spirit maybe is not telling you something, because, you know, you could be in a situation where you're casting pearls before swine, and the Holy Spirit isn't going to want to waste his time either. But it's okay to say, you know what? I don't have the specific answer for you right now, but thanks for asking the question. There's no reason for us to feel intimidated, because people have a question, and we have to trust that God is leading the way here. And it's not always going to be perfect, but like you said, as we practice engagement, as we do this, we will get better and better, and we'll be better co-laborers with the Holy Spirit, and we will understand a little bit easier, as we all have, how the Holy Spirit works, right?
Yes, you know, and I would say this, we always, with our entire lives, we want to pray and depend on the Holy Spirit. And, but we also want to grow. You know, the Bible says study to show yourself approved. But you're right, there are moments where we need discretion. We need wisdom to know when to ask a question.
Dave, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us.
Businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Dave Starrett continues with us. We're talking about his new book, Jesus Conversations, Effective Everyday Engagement. I will say this, being a marketing professional for many years and being in broadcasting, I guess now for over 50 years, believe it or not, it's amazing. I think back on that, and it's hard to even say that. It usually sounded pretty ominous when I say, well, yeah, I've been in broadcasting for over 40 years, but now it's like over 50. It's like, oh my gosh. Regardless of that, the basic principle of marketing is that one of two things are happening. You either are growing or you're losing ground here. There's no such thing as treading water and staying the same. In business, you either are expanding or you're contracting. And it's the same way in today's churches. And that's the tough question for many pastors around the country to answer, is are we growing, are we dynamic here, or are we receding? What is going on, Dave, with these churches that find themselves receding and not growing?
I think there's several things going on. I think one is we're seeing a drift and a decrease in numbers. All the studies show with mainstream denominations, they're decreasing in their numbers. The churches that are growing are often, maybe they're affiliated with a denomination, they're more, they come across kind of like non-denominational, done with excellence, that we've seen the growth of the mega churches. There's a lot of good that is coming out of this. Because they are creating environments that attract the unchurched, people who've been turned off. On the negative is I think we've become so dependent on the excellence, you know, the excellent services and the pastors that communicate so well that your average church attender does not know how to explain the gospel to someone who doesn't believe the way they do. So they may say, well, come to my church or you know, come hear my pastor. But as far as engaging with someone who doesn't believe in the gospel, most believers begin to feel very uncomfortable. And that's why I wrote Jesus Conversations, because in the New Testament, there's never this command for unbelievers to go to church. But there is a command for believers to go out and to proclaim the gospel and make disciples. And part of making disciples includes the proclamation of the gospel. So that's why I wanted to encourage believers to read Jesus' Conversation.
Dave, this is an observation that I've had, is that I've seen the church become more performance-oriented. It's like we're going to a nightclub or something,
right,
and an event, as opposed to being able to do the things that you're talking about. That, you know, church on Sunday, the assembling of one another, I mean, what are we assembling for? But, you know, I believe to be able to support one another. Well, how do we support one another when it's all about the pastor's sermon, and that there's not a function of koinonia where people can witness and talk? Because, I mean, let's face it, the majority of the people come there with an ache in their heart. There is something happening. I mean, it's like I was talking with one pro-life, well, Dr. Alveda King, and she brought up the reality that a third of the women in the pew are dealing with post-abortive guilt and shame. I mean, think about that. When they go to church and, you know, is that addressed from the pulpit? Should it be addressed from the pulpit? How is that? You know,
I mean, I think you're right. Those issues that are tough, and they should be, talked about in the pulpit, whether it's abortion or whether it's something that's politically incorrect. Young people need to know how to articulate the truths about things like gender, about things about life, about political issues, and also the gospel. And so here's what I want to encourage believers to do, is just start with a small group. Maybe you go to a church and you love that it's growing, you love the excellence of that church. Get involved with a small group and lead one, and maybe that's a Sunday school class or in a home. And what I encourage is, regardless of what your pastor is doing, I want to encourage believers to talk about evangelism. And that's why I wrote Jesus' Conversations, that in a small group for about 4 to 6 weeks, believers can engage in these topics, and they can begin praying for people in their community who do not know Christ. And then they can talk about their intentionality of engaging and starting spiritual conversations about Jesus. And so also, you know, my publisher before this, we did, you mentioned Alveda King earlier, and I wrote a book. I thought, you know, small groups aren't talking about abortion. So
yes,
I wrote a book called We Choose Life that took stories of people from all different lives, all different perspectives, those who were post-abortive, those who left the industry. And I wanted small groups to talk about abortion, to both know the stories, but also know what the Bible says about life, to talk about Elizabeth and Mary, their interaction, to talk about apologetics. And so that's why I wanted, and here's the thing, your church may not be doing everything, but you can start a small group. And I just want to encourage, it may only be with two other people meeting in a coffee shop, but I want to encourage listeners to start a small group and talk about these issues.
And pray for God's wisdom as to what issues you should deal with. Because though you may see something that is, on the deep end of the pool, you may be ill-equipped to manage that. And I would say go into this with wisdom and caution, and understand that there's a lot to deal with and a lot to be prepared with, and that God will bring you into an arena where you can be successful, like it was, you know, the story of Mary and Elizabeth. I mean, it was, you know, Elizabeth became, in a sense, a mentor to Mary, to let her know what she was going to experience. She was going to go see her cousin, who was already 6 months down the road in her pregnancy. And, you know, this is, in a sense, is kind of the mentoring process that goes on. And that, you know, again, be careful, because you may want to jump in and say, okay, let's talk about, some of these really heavy issues, like these trans issues right now that are, impacting our culture. And boy, you need some really, some sensitive understanding and appreciation, and certainly wisdom, to be able to address these issues to where you are affecting the work of the kingdom and not the work of an individual.
You're right, Bill. I mean, there are different things that are challenging. One of the things that we do in Jesus' Conversations in the book is just some conversational strategies that will help believers when tough questions come up. One of the things that I do is I use an acronym. I learned from a lot of people, navigators, people I've traveled with. I spent time with Norman Geisler, who passed away several years ago, Josh McDowell. And
yes.
One of the people that I learned from was Rice Brooks. He used an acronym. He's an evangelist and a pastor, but he used the acronym SALT, S-A-L-T. And that acronym says we can just ask, start a conversation, A, ask questions, L, listen, T, tell the story. And the story can be the gospel in your own testimony. And so one of the things that we're leading a small group or we're in a, you know, in an evangelistic conversation with someone who maybe is asking some tough questions, one of the things that we can do is we can ask what questions. And we can ask why questions. And sometimes, and we talk about this in chapter 4, asking better questions and listening. And I think this will help when a very difficult subject comes up. Maybe it's the issue of transgenderism or abortion. These questions can allow us to bring clarity. I remember one of the things that I talk about in this book is I had the book We Choose Life. I was in the airport. And I just kind of sensed, as you mentioned, sometimes we just sense the Holy Spirit's leading us to talk to someone. And I thought, well, I'll just bring along a book. Who knows who I'll run into. I had the book We Choose Life, and I looked up at the airport. I was in Wisconsin, and I saw Cecile Richards, who was at the time the CEO of Planned Parenthood. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I saw her on the news because she had been exposed. Planned Parenthood had adjusted the procedures for, you know, doing abortions to preserve body parts to sell them for profit. I thought, you know what? I'm just going to take a risk, and I'm going to say hi and introduce myself. And who knows how the conversation will go. I want to say something of truth to her. So I just walked up to her. I said, hi, Cecile. My name's Dave. And I introduced myself to her. And I asked her, I told her that I was pro-life. I didn't hold the position that she held. But I asked her if she would be willing to take a look at a book of some stories of people that I know who are friends of mine who left the industry. And she got really defensive and said, well, why do you call us an industry? I said, well, Cecile, you know, Planned Parenthood performs over 300 abortions a year. And she's like, well, we provide safe health care. I said, Cecile, we both know that there's nothing safe about taking a sofa clamp. And I started describing abortion, and she interrupted me. And she's like, well, we can end the conversation now. And then I asked this question. I said, Cecile, do you consider yourself an open-minded person? Now, that's a question that if we are engaging with someone who's often maybe considers himself liberal or progressive, we ask them, are you open-minded? If they say no, well, that kind of goes against their own philosophy. But if they say yes, it allows us the opportunity to say something else of truth. And she says, I'm very open-minded. I said, well, wonderful. Even though you may disagree with some of these stories in this book, you may come to learn some things or some perspective about why they believe that every single human life is sacred. So she took the book. Who knows if she'll read it? But I provide some questions in chapter 4 that will help in those conversations if someone's talking to someone who doesn't believe the way we do.
Yes, exactly. Well, and this is the thing about the power of truth. And what's happening right now with this pro-life movement that's taking place, it's organic. That's what's freaking people out, because they're coming from testimonies, real-life testimonies of people saying, look it, I realized that I bought into a lie. My child would have been 13 today had they continued to live. Or I would be walking my child down the aisle today had they continued to live. And all that was lost because of a big lie. Dave Sarris, thank you.
Looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.